us now. At the time, Mary was only trying to help. So Chester and Fritz, they're both evaluated, and Dr. Thigpen tells Chester that a lobotomy course would not work.
But Dr. Thigpen finally says no, what needs to be cut out is Fritz. He would just remove himself from the equation and agree not to see Chester anymore, so that everything could go back to normal in Chester's life.
So did you leave?
Of course I did. What Chester and I had, it wasn't serious. At least not to me.
So Fritz agrees to this. Even Mary gives him a kiss on the cheek goodbye. But that's it, it's goodbye. He's to leave, he's never to come back to Megan, and he and Chester never have contact again.
The police think that Mary's interrupting Chester's romantic plans has set Chester off.
It's like three strikes and you're out. First strike was interfering with Chester's new relationship with the high school student. Second strike was Mary interfered with Chester and Fritz's plans to buy the hotel in Florida. The third strike was sending Fritz back to New Jersey, never to be seen again by Chester.
The officers felt like they had a motive, but Chester, with Mary out of the way, Chester could do what he wanted to do. But one thought emerges,
why would he have to kill her? Why couldn't he just have a divorce?
Love can make a person do crazy things sometimes, especially if you're forced to hide who you really are. But there was more than one secret hiding in the Burgess closet. What's that they say about unhappy families? They may all be unhappy in their own way. All these deeds are made out to Mary Burge.
Under the law, if you're insane, you're not able to enter into contracts to buy and sell property in your own name.
So in all those years, everything had been put in Mary's name. She owned the houses, she owned the jewelry, Mary owned everything. In 1960, it would have been unheard of for any wife to pay the husband alimony
so divorce would not have worked for Chester. If Mary lived, she controlled that money. If she died, he had about $500,000.
Money made Mary happy, and there was a lot of it. And as long as Mary controlled that money, there was no hotel in Florida with Fritz, no European voyages with young traveling companions. Ultimately, that was Chester's problem. Chester struck a deal with Mary, and then he changed his mind. Chester didn't want to make a deal. Chester wanted everything.
On May 31st, almost 3 weeks after the murder, Chester is formally charged with the murder of his wife. Chester's trial that started in November 1960 was the biggest thing to hit Macon in many, many years.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the jury, the defense would claim that Chester Burge was an invalid at the time of his wife's murder. But ladies and gentlemen, Chester Burge is no invalid. He is no stranger to deceit and lies.
What the prosecution was claiming is that Chester was